This is Ride and Dirty on KLAA, AM 830. Your host, Ken Sharp, myself, Heidi Fogelsong. A happy hour Wednesday to you during your radio day here on AM 830. Glad you could come along. Hey, let's do our cocktail quiz one more time for the record. It's a good one today. It has to do with Memorial Day, a very big tradition here in the fine U.S. of A. Yeah.
All right, Memorial Day is the subject of today's cocktail quiz. Give me a call, 877-8830-830. If you think you know the answer to this question, what was the first state to celebrate Memorial Day? Give me a call. If you get it right, I'll get you a Ride and Dirty t-shirt just in time for Memorial Day. If I stump you, I'm going to do a shot at the end of the show.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Memorial Day weekend. We know there's going to be a lot of baseball going on. Baseball and beer go hand in hand. People doing barbecues, going out and about. Maybe you're doing the bar crawl this weekend in the part of L.A. that's getting renovated. Big downtown, Orange County has a bunch of stuff going on. The question is, how are you going to do the back end of your day or evening if you've been drinking? And Ken, we don't drive it here enough, but the consequences are really, really tough in California. And they're that way across the country in various states.
And they're that way. You're right, Heidi. They're that way across the country. And we're seeing penalties increased every year. State legislatures take up strengthening DUI penalties or DWI penalties in their state, and DUI checkpoints are everywhere today. I mean, I'm telling you, this weekend, and we'll have Matt on from DUI Spy on Friday, because his map is going to look like a Christmas tree, Heidi, showing all the checkpoints across the country. And joining us by phone right now is an attorney from Salem, New Hampshire. His name is Mark Stevens. Mark, welcome to Ridin' Dirty.
Thank you, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Mark, people in New England are going to be heading out to the lakes, heading out camping this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for Memorial Day, going to play some golf. But yet they're going to do what's been sociably normal, which is go out and have some beers while they're doing that, not realizing they're putting themselves at the risk of severe legal consequences.
That's right. This is a big weekend for DWI roadblocks here and also DWI saturation patrols, which are where they just put a lot of extra officers, and they're specifically looking for impaired drivers out this weekend.
And rightfully so. Nobody wants a drunk driver on the road. Mark, the legal definition of drunk is physically unable to control yourself. So when you hear a news report, this weekend police will be on the lookout for drunk drivers. Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, I do too. I think we all do, Kenneth. The issue becomes that they cast the net kind of wide and draw the mesh on the net kind of tight, and they're catching people that are not drunk, not intoxicated. It's down to this impaired to any teeny weeny degree type of case that are most of the cases that I have that go to trial.
Mark Stevens joins us. He's an attorney in Salem, New Hampshire. His website, interesting, byebyedwi.com. We'll talk about that in a minute, Mark. My question is, how do the laws in New Hampshire compare to, we know Arizona has the toughest penalties in the nation. California's got some pretty stiff penalties. How does New Hampshire and some of the New England states rank?
Well, New Hampshire and the surrounding states, we have very tough DWI penalties as well. And like Ken mentioned at the top of the show, they do increase every year. You never see the legislature saying, hey, let's give a break to folks that are convicted of drunk driving. Every year the penalties get ratcheted up. You know, interlocks are added. Jail sentences are increased. Length of license loss is increased. And we actually have a law that I think you've got out there, too, and that's an enhanced penalty if you blow high enough. So if a person on even a first offense decides for whatever reason that they want to blow into the drunk in the box when they get to the police station and they blow a 1.6 or higher, they're looking at mandatory jail time on that.
Wow. Now, Mark, then how did we get to the point then that the drunk driver is the modern-day leper?
Well, I think what it was they've got there are some very effective advocacy groups out there, victim rights groups, that have just done a really good job at promoting their position in ridding the highways of the drunk drivers. And I think that, to a large extent, they've accomplished their mission, because when you look at the yields on roadblocks today, less than 1% of the people who are stopped in a roadblock are even going to get arrested. And these are sometimes very marginal cases of impairment. They're not you're falling down drunk. They're not the people that are out weaving around in their lane or anything like it.
We don't measure tolerance today, Mark. We measure blood, and based on this reading or that reading, you're guilty of this or that.
Well, that's right. In our state, we lead the nation in refusals, actually, Ken. We have the highest number of people that when offered the breath test or the blood test, refuse it on a first offense. It's running around 85%, I read. And the reason for that is that if you blow high enough, you're going to go to jail, and if you don't blow, you're not. So, you know, why on earth anybody would put their fate into an old machine is beyond me, frankly.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about the different kinds of cases you try. Is it strictly those who are driving while impaired who have an 08 BAC level, or do you have a lot of people who are doing some recreational activities on the water?
We get some water cases, some boating under cases. They're very aggressive in pursuing and prosecuting those, too. And these cases are really kind of interesting because they can't do the standardized field sobriety test with people who are stopped on a boat because you don't have anywhere for them to walk and stand on one leg and so forth. So they'll do tests like touching their nose while they're seated, but all this stuff is done on a rocking boat. And it's, you know, in fairness to the police, it's a very difficult environment to gather evidence in.
Mark, you know, what would be your advice then? I mean, again, we talked about there's advocacy groups, and again, I don't know that MAD needs to be our moral compass on this subject. Certainly, we're getting to a point in this country that with so many people who have lost their lives to alcohol-impaired driving, so many people that have been injured by it, that we need to learn and practice new behavior when it comes to going out and getting our groove on. Certainly, the hospitality industry has a responsibility here to help accommodate people. If you're going to spend $600 at a steakhouse for a table of four, come get me.
Sure, sure. But I think, Ken, too, that I think the message is out there, and I think people are more responsible today than they were 30 or 40 years ago. And like I say, the evidence is in the cases that we get. You know, when they do these roadblocks this weekend, the number of people that roll into these things that are falling down drunk or what you would think of as a drunk person will be next to zero. And, you know, this is a random sampling of the drivers that are out on the road. They're going to get very few people. If they smell alcohol, they're going to get arrested.
Yep.
But, you know, they're going to be these mild impairment to any degree kind of cases, and the police need to get some numbers so that they get another grant for the next holiday. So I think that the message is out there. I think that behavior has been modified. And I think that people are a lot more responsible today than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Mark, before we let you go, just real quickly, how did you come up with this website, BYEBYEDWI.com, BYEBYEDWI.com? That's kind of a little lighthearted for a pretty heavy subject.
Well, it is a heavy subject, but I also want to convey to people that the fact that they got arrested is not the end of the story, that they have a right to trial and they have a right to fight this case. And if they think that they're innocent, they should never plead guilty to something that they don't believe that they did. So I do put case examples up on there. There's over 100 on there right now of not guilty or dismissed cases where people were accused of something but found after a fair trial that they didn't do it.
Nice.
That there was a reasonable doubt that they didn't. So that's why the title's there.
All right, Mark, thanks for joining us today. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thank you, Ken and Heidi. Have a good day.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and do it again one more time for the record. It is our daily dose of actually very useful trivia today as you gear up, get ready for the Memorial Day weekend. It's our cocktail quiz. Ken, let's do beyond selling this. Can you show some feeling today? I don't care if you have the swine flu or if you just had a bad sandwich. Sell it, guy.
All right, I think I got swine flu, but here's your cocktail quiz. Give me a call at 877-830-830 if you think you know the answer to this cocktail quiz. What was the first state to celebrate Memorial Day? Call me at 877-830-830 if you think you know the answer.
All right, real quickly, I've got to ask you, what are you doing for the Memorial Day weekend? I bet you've got your big fryer barbecue-y thing going on that you do your chicken wings in.
Yeah, we're going to do some cooking over the weekend, Heidi. I don't know if it, you know, we'll bust out some sausages and some buns and go do some surfing with the kids and maybe catch an Angels game. There's a lot going on this weekend, and people need to get out and enjoy it, but just do so without putting yourself at the risk of severe legal consequences or worse. I mean, what the heck, Heidi? I mean, you know, Memorial Day, the front door to summer, the greatest time of the year, time to walk on the sandy beach watching the sunset.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It sounds wonderful. I can tell you,
you're making
up
fun of Memorial Day.
I am not making fun of Memorial Day. I'm making fun of you.
You're making fun of me.
No, I just, every time you get really passionate about it, and I just see you in your flip-flops and your
I
Hawaiian Costco
summer.
Shirt, in your Bermuda shorts, and you're running in slow motion down the beach with your big surfboard, and then, like, you wipe out or something. I mean, it's your gateway to summer. It's Memorial Day weekend.
It is,
I know.
Jason,
I mean, Jason, you know what I'm talking about.
It's summertime, dude.
It's summertime. He's passionate. You know, it's his time of year. Some people like winter, spring, fall. Ken?
I'm a summer man. Exactly.
You got your baby pool, your little sit-in stool. You sit there and you do your barbecue with your feet in the little baby pool. I love it.
Well, whatever you got to do, Heidi. But again, I mean, it's summertime. The kids are out of school. We're going on vacations, maybe going to see the Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. You know, there's lots of stuff. Go camping with your kids. What a great time of year.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel passionate about it. We're going to talk about
it
some more.
I mean, it's better than cleaning out my closets.
Excuse me, now that is a very utilitarian thing to do. It's a great way to, that extra day off, man, my to-do list, I whittle it down by about two-thirds.
You're going to be busting out the spick and span while I'm busting out the surfing wax and waxing up my board. You'll be in there with hair all up in a thing and dust rags everywhere. No.
And don't forget my new fashion feature.
It's all about the sand between the toes.
No, it's about overalls. Painting, getting all nummy. Oh, I'm excited. It's going to be a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. See, you got me all jazzed about it.
I'm going to be getting nummy. That's for dang sure.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hey, when we come back, we are going to be talking to our resident attorney here in California, DUIQueen.com. She's Virginia Landry. Great team of professionals. We're going to talk about Memorial Day here, the crackdown, the roving patrols, and a little bit of that legal perspective to make sure when you go out and enjoy that ball game or do the barbecue down at a friend's house, you're not driving home impaired. We'll talk about it more. Right now, we're taking a break. Ride and Dirty. RideandDirtyRadio.com is our website. Check us out. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to noon on AM 830. We'll be right back.